This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Welcome back to the Roast Battle. Next up, wearing his new Tommy John underwear, we have Andrew versus his old underwear.
Let's be real. I'm gonna win tonight because when I'm wearing Tommy John underwear, I can do everything better. Like burn you the way you used to burn my boys. You call yourself underwear? You don't even have breathable, lightweight fabric with four times the stretch of competing brands. Tommy John has a hammock pouch, a horizontal quick draw fly, and dozens of comfort innovations. You have dozens of comfort limitations. Plus, there's no risk, because I'm covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee.
It's over, folks. Even if his old underwear could respond, it won't matter. Shop Tommy John's Cyber Monday sale now at TommyJohn.com/victory and get 33% off site-wide, plus free shipping at TommyJohn.com/victory.
See site for details.
Porpoise Pod swimming on here. Miami Dolphins victorious over the Houston Texans. A Week 12 win as they run their record to 8-3, 5-1 at home so far this year. Their lone loss being to the Minnesota Vikings this season. And the Dolphins, they are back to 8-3. They leapfrogged the Bills for having the tiebreaker in the AFC East. The Patriots, they lost on Thanksgiving, 6-5. Bums. The Jets, who benched their MILF-loving quarterback, Zach Wilson, they won today. So they improved to 7-4. So the Jets not dead yet, which is pretty hilarious that Zach Wilson, number 2 overall pick, just done. He's they've completely lost faith in him.
He's done, and South Florida kid Mike White takes the reins, and I think he threw like 3 touchdowns today. Like he balled,
dude. Yeah, he balled out for the New York Jets, who really put it on Chicago today. I know Chicago didn't have a Justin Fields, who has been an absolute monster for them recently.
Nathan Peterman started for Chicago. Woo. Imagine how miserable you'd be this morning waking up in Chicago. It's probably cold as hell, and you're headed to Soldier Field, and you have to watch Nathan Peterman quarterback your team. Thank God for Tua Tagovailoa.
He, who, by the way, he told CBS afterwards, on Mike McDaniel, because they talked to him about the faith, the 700 play reel. He says, having somebody that believes in you makes all the difference. And CC, that's a Brian Flores, just so everybody knows. Just so Flo, that's for you, dude. And you can just take that and for what it's worth. All right, man. All for you there, buddy. But the Miami Dolphins, let's pop some bottle noses here. Solana, give me a couple of your top performers of the day. Who's your first bottle nose? Who are you popping it for?
I'm going to pop a bottle nose for Teron Armstead. And I know he didn't play that great today. I know the offensive line struggled. But to me, we're all talking about Tua MVP, which I think we should be talking about Tua MVP. We're all talking about Tyreek Hill for Offensive Player of the Year, which I do think we should be talking about him for Offensive Player of the Year. But it's crazy to think that with those two guys on your team playing at the level they're playing at, Tron Armstead might be the most important player on your team, and critical to their success. So I like, maybe today he didn't deserve it. He left the game early. I hope he's doing okay. But just in general, Tron Armstead, in my opinion, is the most important player on this team.
Yeah, he really showed himself to be quite, you know, he's shown himself to be, you know, quite the pinnacle of this team and something that's super important. And look, I really hope this is not something major, because I feel like if they don't have him going into these next few games, yeah, that certainly changes some things and your confidence level. I think they've shown some ability to do some things without him and be banged up in certain games, but you know, in a lot of ways, yeah, I would think if we're looking at it right now, it's Tua, it's Tyreek, and it's Teron. Like that's your list of top three guys. So I'm with you, man. Hopefully he is going to be okay. I'm going to pop a bottlenose for the most luscious hair on all the team, and that is for Andre Von Ginkel. NFTF, a huge pickoff, Kyle Allen, a real gift to him, but he took it down to the 3-yard line to set up an easy Jeff Wilson touchdown run to put the Dolphins up 17-0. It was funny because I thought even in that – there was a part of me when Morsett came out to punt the drive beforehand, there was a part of me that thought that Mike McDaniel was still going to go for it on 4th and 10 midfield. Like, I still thought, like, he'd still probably – like, the way he feels, the wheelbarrow balls that he swaggers around with, I could still see it. But Von Ginks, he basically nullified it. He got his own punt return and put the Dolphins in great scoring position. So a great job by him. Give me your second bottlenose. Who are you popping it for?
You just mentioned him. I'm popping a bottlenose for Tommy Morstead.
I mean, we haven't seen him.
We hadn't seen him since November 4th. Comes out today, 6 punts, 296 yards, an average of 49. 55 was his longest, only one touchback. We needed him today, and he stepped up. In the second half, Dolphins offense was nowhere to be found, and Thomas Morstead keeping the field position game in line with what you needed. So nobody ever wants to give love to the punter, especially when you don't see him for 3 weeks. I'll be that guy. Tommy Morstead, I love you. I missed you. I don't want to see you again, but anytime we have to, you're solid. You're solid back there, Tommy.
I like it. I got to pop a bottlenose for Laremy Tunsil, you know, just existing.
Yeah.
I thought that they should have put him on in the Ring of Honor at halftime, but this man, he has fielded a feast of goods for the Miami Dolphins. Maybe the greatest trade in Dolphins history. Almost caught a 2-point conversion today, but as a good Dolphins lifer would, he dropped it. And so, you know, wasn't on the take at all. I thought for sure, like, I thought when there was that one fumble that Laremy recovered, I thought that he was just going to hand it to Zach Sealer and just be like, hey, here you go, buddy. You know, it reminded me of like Victor Oladipo when he played for the Pacers, but was quite obviously rooting for the Heat while he was on the Pacers. Like, that's what it felt like for Laremy Tunsil. But he gets my second bottlenose pop for just existing and for having now, for his trade leading to maybe the greatest era of Dolphins football that we've seen since Marino. It's a delight. And it was great to see Laremy Tunsil today. He was, it was good to see an old friend.
All because of a gas mask.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredable. I mean,
somebody's seemingly trying to extort the man.
what a great story. What a great story. All because of a gas mask.
Yep. A couple of notes from the podium before we get out of here. I see from Ruthie Polinsky's Twitter account, Mike McDaniel says he does not have an update on Tron Armstead's injury. So there'll be more info tomorrow on him and Austin Jackson. We'll probably do a porpoise pod on Monday. Solana will give you injury updates as we look into the week ahead. But that's all we got from him right now. Jalen Waddle saying after the game in the locker room from Yanni Karakis's Twitter account, he says that, quote, they left money on the table, letting the Houston Texans creep back into that. And I agree with that. They did. They let them feel their way like they had a chance. I thought Lovie Smith made some weird choices that I thought really could have put his team in a better position too. So, you know, I don't know. First of all, punting when you're down 15, I didn't get that at all. That was strange.
Punting down 15, there's 5 minutes left in the game. I guess they ended up getting the ball back anyways, but yeah, the whole thing was bizarre. And then going for two that early in the
both
game
times,
also
yeah.
like cost them points.
It did. They didn't make it either time. So strange game for Lovie Smith, who I think a lot of people think is, you know, basically one and done with them yeah. anyway. You know, Houston's been a huge dumpster fire, and I believe, you know, to add insult to injury for them next week, they got to welcome in Deshaun Watson for his season debut. And then, you know, that's obviously going to have a lot of eyeballs next week. But, you know, I agree with Jalen Waddle. That money was left on the table. It could have looked a little bit better. I am also seeing this, by the way, breaking news. Jalen Waddle has penguin earrings.
No way.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, that's baller, man.
Wow.
Do you have a picture?
Yeah. I mean, can I send it to you? Are we able to put this up for anybody? I'll just throw this up on the camera. Hold on. I'll do this.
All right.
We'll do it. We'll do a bootleg style. What do you guys need production for? Hold on. Dolphins tweeted it out. So if you guys do want to see it, it's on the Miami Dolphins Twitter account. I just retweeted it. Here we go. Look at this.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Penguins Damn. With little snowballs.
He's diamonds. Leaning in. He leaned in all the way on this penguin thing, man. I love
Dude,
it.
Did you see the fans? I love the fans dressing up like penguins.
Yeah.
And I saw Jalen Waddle said after the game, he says they're probably hot as hell, but that was cool. And then some dude, I don't know who this guy is, but somebody added me on this on Twitter. But some dude literally went to Antarctica and waddled with penguins.
Waddled with the penguins. Yeah. Yes. Legend.
Legend. He is that was amazing. I mean that's top notch. So good for him. But that's our Porpoise Pod for today, everybody. We appreciate you guys checking us on in. Like we said, we will likely porp tomorrow night and give you a Tuesday episode to react to the injury updates, because that's going to be a big time storyline. And Solana, what can you say, man? Dolphins continuing to roll in this magical first Porpoise Pod season. Not taking any credit for it, but you know what? We're happy to be along for the ride.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.